Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Mishnah starts off Be'echad Be'Adar Mashmina Ashkelon. On the first day of Adar, Chodesh Adar, they used to announce to people that it's time to start bringing your shkolim. We'll see in the Gemara the shkolim were due by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and if that's the case, so they announced a month before they started announcing to people to bring the shkolim. They didn't want to announce too early because then people are going to procrastinate and they're going to end up forgetting. I'll have plenty of time, and then they'll end up slipping their mind and not doing it. But they didn't want to do too late either, because they want to give enough time that people should be able to prepare and send and bring their shkolim. So they gave a month, and the month before they started announcing about bringing the shkolim, Vala Kalayim. And on top of that, they also announced that this is the beginning of the season now. Slowly but surely the plants start growing. So at that point in time, people should go check their fields and take care of any kalayim, if there's any from fallen seeds or whatever else, blown seeds, there's any second min that's growing with kalayim amongst the first min, so they should start taking care of it. Bechamisha aserbay, on the 15th day of Adar, kairinus ha-megillah bekrochim, so that's when they lay in the Megillah in the walled cities, Shushan Purim, u'misaknes ha-drochim, and that's the day that was designated to fix all the roads, and over the winter the roads get ruined, and now they fix them, now that it's becoming spring, and for one of two reasons, either they fix it for the benefit of the Eiler Regalim, that they should be able to travel properly to Yerushalayim in order to be Eiler Regal, or at the times that the Ari Miklat were Negea, so they used to, the Torah says Tachon L'chal HaDerech, that the roads to the Ari Miklat have to be straight and clear in order that the Ritzayach should be able to run right away, and nothing should stop him from saving himself while somebody who's Ritzayach B'Shaykik in order to get to the Ari Miklat. So again, if the roads got ruined over the winter, so then they would fix them on Tezvav Adar. The paths, Vesa Rochevis, and the roads, Vesa Mikvois Hamayim, and the Mikvos of water, meaning, again, so a lot of them may have gotten messed up during the winter, so if they have to get fixed, this is the time that the Chazal set aside to fix the Mikvois, and if they're missing water, they don't have enough, they don't have Memsa, so then they would also take care of being Mamshech into it, Ashir, in order to fill up the Mikvois. And they do also all the other Tzarchi Rabim, which the Gemara is going to discuss what that's coming to include that we didn't yet mention. Umitzayim es hakvarm, and they used to mark the kvarm for Tumah. In those days, the Kehalim for sure had to be tar and have to make sure not to be metamed themselves, but and everybody else also has to know that they're tar, they're tummy, they're bringing kachim, they're. They need to eat karbonis and chuma, other things with tahara. So they had to make sure that all the kvarm were clearly marked. So, and again, they used to mark it with sid, with lime plaster. During the winter, a lot of times it could have gotten washed away. So they would fix it up now on Tezvav Adar. The Yotzen al-Afal HaKlayim, and they went out again. No more will discuss why a second time, but they went out again to check on the kalayim. Says the Gemara, why do they start all of this on Rish Chedesh Adar, on Aleph Adar? Kadesh Yaviu Yisrael Ashkiklaim Beinosan. They wanted to start a month before in order that Klai Yisrael would bring the Shkalim in the right time, which is by Rish Chedesh Nisan, V'yichim Chumas HaLishko Min HaChadosha B'Zmanon, and therefore the Chumas HaLishko should be taken off from the new Shkalim in its right time, Becha B'Nisan. Meaning, as we're going to learn throughout our Masechta, what happened was, as they collected Shkolim, so it was all gathered together in a certain chamber, and three times they went into the chamber with a bunch of boxes, and they would take out boxes full of coins and to use to purchase the Karbanos. And like we're going to see soon, Chazal learned from Sukkim that the new year for Shkolim begins with Chodesh Nisan, and therefore all the Karbanos Tzibur from Rosh Chodesh Nisan and on have to come from the new Shkalim. So if that's the case, that the first Trumas Halishka has to be taken off on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So in order to be able to take it off on time and bring the Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh Nisan in their proper time, so they announced a month before in order that the Shkalim should start coming in. Umar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says, Chumas Alishka Kitchilasa. The Chumas Alishka was done, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the same way that the original Shkalim were taken off on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that's why that was the Zman, that the new year, so to say, for Shkalim, that they took off the Trumas Halishka and they started purchasing Karbanos on the new Shkalim as opposed to the old Shkalim, last year's Shkalim, that started Rosh Chodesh Nisan, just like the first time, the year that the Mishkan was built, the Shkalim were taken off on, were separated on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Tichsiv, like it says in the Pasuk, Vayhi b'chodesh harishon b'shana hasheni, it was in the first month, which is Nisan, the second year the Klai Yisrael were in the Midbar, Be'echad HaChodesh, on the first day of the month, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hukam HaMishkan, that's when the Mishkan was stood up for the first time. That was the Shemini Meluim, that was the day of the Chanukas HaBayis of the Mishkan. The Tani Allah, and then we have a Braisa that explains, B'yayim Shehukam HaMishkan, on that very day that the Mishkan was stood up, that was the day that they took off the first Trumas Halishka, that they took off the first Shkalim. So just like the first original Shkalim were taken off on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so too, every year, the beginning of the Shkalim year is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Reb Tavi, Reb Yoshia B'Shem Reb Kahana, Reb Tavi brings, the first Shita just said it, just like it was like that the first year, that's how we do it every year. But he didn't necessarily bring a drush on the pasuk that it midaraisa has to be done that way. So the second sheet is going to bring that, there's a source in the Torah that there's taka chiv, that the new year starts on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Reb Tali B'Shem, says in the name of Reb Yoshi, who says in the name of Kahana, Nemar Kan Chodshe V'Nemar La'alon Chodshe. It says over here, Right, so by the carbon oil it says the word lechotche ashana. V'nemal alon chotche. It says in parashas by in hachodesh hazeh lochem reish hachadashim, referring to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This month, this Rosh Chodesh should be for you, Rosh Chodashim. Rishenu lachem lechad sheyashana. So it says over there also a lashon of lechad sheyashana. So ma chad she shenema la'alon, just like the chad she that it says over there, Eimanin al minisan rishenu lachem lechad sheyashana. The chad she is referring to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Af chad she shenema kan. So to the chad she over here that it says zayis el chad she bechad she lechad sheyashana. Eimanin al minisan. That begins from Nisan. So as of now, we don't understand what it means. So okay, fine. There's something to do with the Oyla Satamin that has to do with Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But what? It's not clear. So that the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Am Rabbeinu said, Shavach Reb Tavi Reisha Dimas Nisa V'Amr Seifa. Reb Tavi left out, he omitted the beginning of the Braisa, and he only told us the end of the Braisa. Meaning, he didn't tell us what we're talking about. He just said that the Gzeira Shava from the Karban Tamid to the Parsha of Achadish Yisrael Lachem, the Parsha of Karban Pesach, that just like over there, it's referring to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so to over here, it's referring to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But what's referring to Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So rather, you have to say the beginning of the Braisa. Dal King Kada, you should say it like this. The Tani, Zayis Eilas Chodesh B'Chodeshai. The Torah says Zayis Eilas Chodesh B'Chodeshai. Yachol Yeitarim B'Chol Chodesh V'Chodesh. I would think that you should take off Shkalim from the Lishka, from the room that had the Shkalim, each and every month. Maybe each month they took new shkalim out of the room and they used those shkalim to purchase the karbanis of that month, of that day. Tamulaymer bechadshay. Lechadshay. It says, Zayis oilas chadir bechadshay lechadshay ashana. So the in 1 month you take off for many months. So it's not like each and every month they went into the lishka and they got shkalim, new shkalim for just that month. They went in once for many months. So taritzi is bechaydish echad who term lechol chadshay ashana, that in 1 month you get the new shkalim for the whole year. I would think that what you could, it's up to Chazal to decide. Okay, you have to do 1 month for the year, so they could decide whichever month they want. It could be Rosh Chodesh Adar, it could be Rosh Chodesh Teves, and they'll go whatever month they designate. They'll collect shkolim that month for the entire year. So on that's the Gzeir Shabbat that we brought before. Nemer Kam Chodshei veNemer LaAlon Chodshei. It says Chodshei over here. So he says Chodesh beChodshei leChodshei Hashana, veNemer LaAlon Chodshei. It says Chodshei by the Karban Pesach. Ma'achodshei shenemer la'alon, just like over there, Eman el Nisan means Nisan. Achodshei shenemer kan, so to the one that's mentioned over here, Eman el Nisan, it means Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So now that we know from the beginning of the pasuk, which is the beginning of the brisa, that you take off shkalim once for the year, so now the end of the pasuk makes sense. Now we have to decide which month is that. So that's the gzeir shalom achodshei chodshei, that just like the other pasuk says clearly, "Achodesh Yisrael Lachem Rosh Chodeshim," is referring to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So to the chodesh that you take shkalim for the entire year is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Ma'u mashmi'im. The brisa says, the Mishnah, that on the first day of Adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar, they would be mashmi'a about the shkalim. What does it mean that they were mashmi'a? Revuna Amar Machruis, and it means that they announced in all the shuls and all the cities, they would make announcements. Everybody start preparing your shkalim, start sending in your shkalim, because shkalim are due in a month.
So they get like 45 emails and stuff? Is that
emails and texts. And
just want to make sure.
And like you get lots of calls in Yiddish.
See, that's my car warranty. That's my only phone calls for the day. But, okay, so
I want to
make sure this, like,
is safe for tomorrow. Revuna Machrizin, Hech Mata, like we see in the Pasuk, it says, Vayitnu Kol Yehuda B'Yushalayim. They announced in Yehuda, amongst Yehuda and Yushalayim. And the end of the Pasuk over there says, Lahavi Lashem Masas Moshe Ever Lekim, to bring to Hashem the giving, the matana that Moshe Eved Elokim said to give, placed Al Yisrael Midbar, which is referring to the Shkalim. So it says that they announced over there around Yehuda and Yerushalayim that everybody should start bringing the Shkalim. So we see there's an inyan to be nice and cold, to announce it publicly in order to make sure that the people start bringing their Shkalim. Tamon Taninon. We have a mission over there in Maseches Megillah. The mission says, Ein bein Adar Rishon la'Adar Sheni ela Mikra Megillah u'Matanis Lavyonim. There's no chilek between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, with the exception of Mikra Megillah and Matanis Lavyonim, that those things have to be dafka in Adar Sheni. If you do them in Adar Rishon, you're not Yotze, which in those days it's very possible. Before calendars were invented, so Bezdin was, they decided when you need to make an Ibriyar. So it's possible that they decided into Adar already to make an Ibriyar. And it's possible that people didn't know yet that it was an Ibriyar. And it's also possible that people did it by mistake. But for whatever way, people would lay in the Megillah and give Matar Zayanim in Adar Rishon, they're not Yosei. And they would have to do it again in Adar Sheni. So, Amin Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, Ela Mikra Megillah, Matanos Avyonim. The only two differences between Adar Rishon Adar Sheni is Mikra Megillah and Matanos Avyonim. And Mirt Shem, when we get to Misachas Megillah, the Gemara is going to, all the Ein Bains over there, the Gemara discusses when we say Ein Bein Elo, that means the Ikar Chiddush of the Mishnah is coming to say that there are similarities. I mean, Legabi something else, that they're the same. Legabi other dinim, that if you do them in Adar Rishon, you're Yotzin, you don't have to repeat them again in Adar Sheni. So the Mishnah is going to discuss that, the Gemara is going to discuss over there what are you Yotzin in Adar Sheni. But Mikra Megillah, Matan Sagan, if you did it in Adar Rishon, you have to do it again in Adar Sheni. Reb Simon, B'Shem Reb Shuv ben Levi, Reb Simon adds in the name of Reb Shuv ben Levi, Av Shemu Ashkalim, Ukalayim Beinayim. Even though the Mishnah only mentions these two differences, Mikra Megillah and Matan Zavayim, but there's other things as well. The announcement of Shkalim has to be Dafka Adar Sheni, not Adar Rishon. And Huadin, that which the Yoitzim Ala Kalayim, has to be Dafka Adar Sheni and not Adar Rishon. They take out the carbonada and the grow. They take out the next line. Skip to Amr B.A.C.
I think that's special what he said. I mean, the whole point of announcing the Shkalim is that you should have a 30-day notice.
Right.
Obviously, it's going to be either Shani that you know.
Right. So that's what Gemara is going to say. So, Amr B.A.C. B.A.C. says the Yos. This makes sense. It seems fit because klum amru mashmil al shkalim isn't the whole point of announcing on shkalim lo kedei lo is short for elo kedei she yaviu yisrael as shekalim bainasim in order that klai yisrael should bring the shkalim in the proper time. So if that's the case, imat amar ba other rishon, if you're going to start announcing in other rishon, akadain is bishato shitin yamin, they still have 60 days in the year to bring your shkalim, and that's the tendency of people. Whenever you have a lot of time, you start pushing things off. You take the bill, you put it on the corner of the desk, and then you end up forgetting about it. So memela, you can't announce Adar Rishon; it's too early. And the same thing when it gets to kalayim, klum amru yotzim al afal kalayim. Why do they say on Rosh Chodesh Adar to go out to check for kalayim? Elokidei. Shayu hatsmachim nikarim, because at that point in time, it's the beginning of spring, it's already nicker if it's growing kalayim or not. You can tell that this is a wheat plant and this is a corn plant. If you're going to start going on in other region, now if it's an ibriyar, that usually means because it's not yet the season.
It's behind the
month. Right.
That,
so
it's not as buffing as the summer.
Right. So if it's behind the month, that means it's still in the middle of the winter. So if you're going to go out in Adar Rishon, Akadain in the Kikin, the plants are still too small. You can't tell if there's kalayim there or not. Therefore, of course, you're going to have to wait to Adar Sheni, the Adar Asamach L'Nisan, in order to be able to properly tell where there's kalayim to take care of it. Reb Chizki asked the Kasha, Me'ata b'nei bavel mashmin al ashkala mereisha shel chayrif. If the point is to announce in order to have enough time to get the Shkalim to Yerushalayim for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so if that's the case, it should be totally where you are. And if you lived in Babel, since the first Beis HaMikdash, the Golos was in Babel, so when Ezra went up for the second Beis HaMikdash, many people stayed back and were in Babel straight through. So those people, when they sent in their Shkalim, It took a long time to travel to get the Yishkalim to Yerushalayim. So if it's telling in enough time to get Yishkalim there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so in Bavel, it shouldn't be a standard, it should be wherever you lived. If you live close by, then you announce Rosh Chodesh Adar. If you live in Bavel where it's a long time till you get the Yishkalim there, so already in the beginning of the winter...
Do you have to have some new ones, so the
Gemara and the Kasha, that's going to be the Gemara's teretz really, but the Gemara and the Kasha is assuming that, I mean, Gemara, we're going to say later on that when they take off Shkalim, I mean, we want the whole Klal Yisrael to have a chilek in the Karbanos, not just the people of Yerushalayim or the people who live close by. But what happened was, when we take off Shkalim, we have everybody in mind. We take off Shkalim for those that already gave off Shkalim, and even for those that the Shkalim are en route, or they're planning on giving off Shkalim, and they didn't even give it off yet. But as of now, this Makshin didn't hold that way, didn't know that, and he held that we only took off Shkalim from the ones that are actually literally there. And therefore, according to this Shita, everybody's were due by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and if you wanted to be including in the Karbanos Tzibur from Rosh Chodesh Nisan till, let's say, Rosh Chodesh Elul when your Shkalim got there, you have to make sure that your Shkalim are there on time. So if that's the case, it should be a subjective thing. It shouldn't always be Echav Adar Mashmina Shkalim, it should depend where you live. If you live in Babel, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, you should already be announcing about the Shkalim. Because it takes a whole winter until you're going to get it to Yerushalayim. So me'ata. So if this is the case, b'nei bavel mashmina ashkalim me'roishes shol chayrif. The people of Babel should start announcing about shkalim from the beginning of the winter, in order to make sure that their shkalim get there in time. Lokadei sheyaviu Yisrael shiklaim by nothing. Because isn't the whole point that everybody should get the shkalim in on time? V'titareim trumas alishka min achadasha bezmana, that you could take off the trumas alishka in its right time, Bechor Menisa Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and say that everybody has a chelik in it. So on that hasiv
rebu. That's the same way of putting it. Why is the term a truma?
Right. I mean, the truma is going
to
the truma to take off in order to bring the carbon from the new ones. Truma means the taking off the other coins.
Is from the from the old one.
No,
the morning of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they come in to take off the truma. That's from what was on the
mizbeach
the whole night, from the night
before. No, we don't mean chumas adeshim. We mean the chumas alishka, the going into the lishka to take out the new shkalim.
Okay.
The gathering of the coins from the lishka.
Okay.
Right. The tarm chumas alishka menachadosh bezmana echa benisan. So on that, Hasev Rebula, on that Rebula answered. Claiming Ramana in front of Ramana, Vahataninan, Beshlecha Prakim, Beshana, Tarmin, Esalishka. They took off Shkalim three times. I mean, even though Midaraisa, the new year, starts Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Nisan is the time to collect the Shkalim for the whole year. But Chazal broke it down and said that they didn't take off, in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, go and take off Shkalim for the entire year. What they did was, they took off shkalim three times. B'shleisha prakim termes alishka. I mean, they went into this lishka where they gathered the shkalim and they took out coins three times. B'freisa Pesach, b'freisa Atzeres, b'freisa Chag. A little bit before Pesach, which we're going to say is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. A little bit before Shavuos and a little bit before Sukkos. So he's answering l'chayra then anachanami. The first time that they took off, not all the shkalim had to be there. As if they weren't there by the first truma, they could be there by the second Juma, or even by the third Juma. B'shleisha prakim b'shana tarmin esalishka b'freisa Pesach b'freisa Atzeres b'freisa Chag. A little before Pesach, a little before Sukkot, a little bit before the Shavuos. So Amalei, so he answered back, Neymar, we're going to say, Eiling the craving b'freisa Pesach, the ones who are close, that's the first Chuma that was taken off right before Pesach, Ilan Derechek, and the ones that are a little further away before Satzeres, they have the Chelik in the ones that were taken off before Shavuos. Ilan Derechek, and the ones that were even Minhaini, that were even further than them, the furthest out before Sachag, they were the ones that were part of the Lishka, the Chumas Lishka of Erev Sukkos, of right before Sukkos. Meaning again, the Machlik is based on what we described before. If you say that when they took off Shkalim, they had everybody in mind, so then you could say that the coins that technically were in the Truma that they took off, the new coins, some came from the people who were close, and then a little bit later on the season came from the people who were further, and later on the season was from the people that were the furthest away, because you're having everybody in mind anyway. But if you hold like the Makshin, that the Makshin held that you don't have in mind coins of people that didn't come. You only have in mind the people that the coins that are actually in the boxes that you're taking off. So if that's the case, if you take three times and the three seasons were at three different people's coins, so then it comes out that the first group of people only had a chelik in the Karbanos from Nisan to Shavuos, the second group of people only had a chelik in the Karbanos from Shavuos to Sukkos, and the third group of people had a chelik in only the Karbanos that are in the winter, and that doesn't make any sense. So must be Amalei Kula Ka'achasiba, must be all the coins were ready due Rosh Chodesh Nisan, And the three times has nothing to do with because it's for three different groups of people. So rather, Lama Amru B'Shlesha Prakim, so why then did they take off three times a year? Why didn't they just take it once a year after all the money was already in by Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Kedei Lases Pumbi the Davar, just to make it more public. I mean, that was the way that they did the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't do it in a quiet way, the Adrabah, they did it in a way that was like the Gemara Yuma Darshan from Psukim, the Beis HaLikim Nahalach Baragish. They went to the Beis HaMikdash to do Avodah, it was done publicly loud. So who had in the Shkolim, when they went to take off the Shkolim, they Bedavka did it in three times instead of one time to make more of a matzah of it, to make more publicity out of it. So that's a machlokes back and forth. So the way this machshon ends off, the Gemara doesn't really slug it up. I mean, even though the Gemara says later on that we hold halacha lemaisa there, that we do take shkol, we do have everybody in mind when we take off the shkol, and they didn't have to be in by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that's goofa why I'll leave it the embassy. You don't have to start announcing earlier, but the Gemara, as of now, the Gemara never dismissed the machshon. The machshon who held that Enechanami, they only took off Shkolim for the Shkolim that was already there, and that which he took off three times a year is not for three different groups of people, it's just to make publicity out of it. So if that's the case, the Gemara leaves off with a Kasha. So if all Shkolim were Takadu by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so then if you live far away, then you should have to announce not Rosh Chodesh Adar, but early enough in the year that you should have time to get your Shkolim there on time.
He hopes that they really did start announcing
it. Right. So Amira really can't argue on a Mishnah. It's more of a Kasha than anything else. Like the Gemara says, he asked it as a Kasha. He left off with a Kasha. Why Taka didn't they announce in Bubble? The Mishnah says you don't. But the question is, why not? In Bubble, you should announce from the beginning of winter.
That match basically is not being decoupled. In other words,
right, the way the Tikkun Chatan explains, at least, that he didn't hold that what you cited, the Gemara says later on, that they were tarmin al agabi al asid ligwes, that they had in mind the shkolim that didn't yet arrive. So he held that everything had arrived. If you want a chelik, it has to arrive by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, B'shem Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi said in the name of Rebbe, Hein nivas. How could we read these psukim without getting scared, without hopping a tzitter from what the psukim say? When there have been three examples of how Klaiso, when it came to the good, everybody was involved, or they were less involved to a less degree, and then a similar situation when it was Chas HaShalom L'Ra, then it was much easier for them, they were much more involved. The first example is the Gabi de Nidvas HaMishkan. Over there it says Kol Nadiv Lev. The Taiva it says Kol Nadiv Lev. The people who were Nadiv Lev, they were the ones who brought for the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas L'Ra, when it came time to collecting money for the Ego, it says Vayisparku Kolom. It doesn't say Nadiv Lev, it says everybody gave. Another example, the Taiva it says, Vayetze Moshe Esa'om. When it came time for Man Torah, Moshe had to bring out the nation to be Mekabel Torah. Whereas L'Ra, it says, Vatikruvun Alei Kochem. When Klai Yisrael came to complain, it's in Sender Meragim, it says, you all came together. On their own, they came. They didn't have to wait to be brought. The Taiva, when it came time, the Taiva, Az Yashir Moshe V'nei Yisrael. Moshe had to sing a bima'ira Klai Yisrael to say Shira, had to come from Moshe Rabbeinu. L'ra, whereas L'ra, it says Vatisa Kol Aida, when the Meragim came back and they all cried about all the Lashon Hara that was said about Eretz Yisrael, it says over there Vatisa Kol Aida, they on their own, they all started crying. They didn't need anybody to be ma'ira them. Omer of Chia Bar Abba. The pasuk says, "Ach in Ishkima, they got up early, Ishkisu, and they destroyed." So just another riot to the concept that we were saying before. When it came time to do hashkasa, to do avodah zarah, to do the ego, they had an easy time getting up bright and early to do it. Or in other things, we find that it was not that way, that they didn't necessarily get up so early to do it first thing in the morning. Of Rebbe Bar Acha. Rebbe Bar Acha said, "Ein at yachol lamoid al ufyo shel umazu." We can't touch up, we can't figure out the tendency of this nation of Klal Yisrael. Nizboin le'ego, when they were asked to give money for the ego, v'noisin, they gave. They donated to the ego. Nizboin le'mishkan, then they were asked to give money for the mishkan, v'noisin, and they gave. So I mean, which side are they on? Do they hold of the ego, and they're giving money to the, they support the ego? Or do they support the mishkan? I mean, how is it that they gave for both? It doesn't make any sense. So Tony Rabbi Yisrochi Bachanina Hadomas Lisa, and he said over this brisa, Vasisa Kapiris Zavtar, you should make for yourself a kapiris, the covering of the aron, made out of pure gold. So why is it called a kapiris? That says the brisa Yavi Zav Shal Kapiris, the gold of the kapiris will come, the Yichapra Zav Shal Eagle, to be Machapra on the Zav of the Eagle. So he's answering up. I mean, the first man never says there's some, the Klal Yisrael didn't have any real allegiance. All they do is that anything that collects for them, they'll give for them. You get a collection from the Salvation Army, you'll give for that. You'll give a collection for this, they'll give for that. No, Pshat is originally they made a mistake and they gave for the Eagle. Then they did tshuva for the Avera, and Hashem said the tshuva is, instead of giving for the ego, give for the Mishkan, and that's why they gave for the Mishkan, b'tayrus tshuva, not pshat that no matter who calls them up, the no matter what it is, they'll give for anything.
Could that also answer why it was only kol and lev, only people who did tshuva?
Could that answer, but I mean the rest of the nation talking to the tshuva?
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't, possibly, I don't know, I didn't see that.
No, if this is
yeah, possibly, yeah.
Giving.
Right, yeah, and
it's
not
like everybody gave.
Right, no, so possibly not every. It's a possibility, I don't know. Reb Chagi b'shem Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Reb Chagi says in the name of Shmuel Marchveni, sorry, it says in the name of Shmuel Marchveni, Shalish Trumas Namru b'parsha. In the beginning of Parsha's Truma, it says three times the Lashon of Truma. Right, the first one was Zoysa Chuma Asher Tichu Meitam. That's referring to Chumas Adonim. Sorry, I read it wrong. Chumas never Parsha Zoys. In this Parsha, it said three times Chuma. Chumas Adonim. The first one was the Chuma that they gave to make the Adonim, to make the sockets that were made out of silver that were the base. Of the Mishkan where the Krushim, where the walls were put into. Uchuma Shkalim, the Shkalim that were taken, collected every year to purchase the Karbonis. Uchuma Samishkan, and the Nedava that they gave for the Mesa Mikta, the Mishkan, in order to all the materials that the Torah lists, Zav, Kas, Nechashis, and so on, to be able to build the Mishkan. So which one it corresponds to which truma? So the Gemara explains, Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'ichuli truma. The first pasuk where it says right away, Dabra b'nei Yisrael, speak to Klal Yisrael v'ichuli the truma, and they should take a truma for me. Zu truma sa'adonim, that's referring to the truma of the Adonim, the truma that was made that was collected specially just to make the Adonim. Then the pasuk continues. The second truma is Me'ish Kolish Asher Yidvenu Liboy Tichu Eshumasi. Anybody who is Yidvenu Liboy, who has Nadiva slave, so from him you should take my truma. Zu truma Shkalim. That's the Shkalim. V'zeis Hashuma Asher Tichu Meitam. And then it says the third time truma. This is the truma you should take from Klal Yisrael. And the Torah starts listing Zav Kasa Nachayis Tcheis Haragaman V'chulu. Zuchuma Samishkan, that's referring to the chuma of the materials to collect that they collected to be able to build the Mishkan. Chuma Samishkan, the Mishkan. The chuma Samishkan obviously was used to build the Mishkan. And Masha Yirtu Yasu. And there was no set amount of how much they had to give. Masha Yirtu Yasu, they could. It was up to each person. You wanted to give a lot, you can give a lot. You wanted to give a little, you can give a little. You wanted to give gold, give gold. If you wanted to give something cheaper, like wool, then give wool. There was no standard. There was no set thing that everybody had to had to do. Some change of girsa over here is mashgirtsu yaviu. I mean, because it wasn't even up to the ones in charge to decide. This truma was totally up to the noidiv, the one who's giving. It's up to him. He can decide if he wants to give and what he wants to give, how much he wants to give. That was the truma of the Mishkan. Truma shkalim. The truma of shkalim is the carbon that was used to purchase the karbanos. Masha yirtu yasu. And over here, masha yirtu yasu. As well, there was no set amount midarais of how much the shkalim has to be. But kedeshi yad kulim shava, as long as everybody brings the same amount. Meaning, when it came to the shkalim, everybody has to give the same amount. Everybody has to have the equal chelik in the karbanis, and therefore, every year, whatever Chazal decided to use for shkalim that year, they may use, but everybody has to give the same thing. But there's no specific coin. Everybody has to just give a matzah shekel, half a coin. Half of which coin? It's telling what the going coins are in those days. We'll see later on. Chazal decided, based on the times, which coin to use. So, obviously, in the beginning, the first one was given a half a shekel of the shekel of the Torah. But it doesn't have to be that way. And nowadays, if they decide to give a half a dollar or a half a euro or a half a whatever else, it would be the same thing. So it's Mashi Yirtu Yasu. It's up to Chazal to decide what type of coin to set that everybody should bring. But the only rule is Kadesh Yad Kulun Shava, as opposed to the first Truma where everybody can give whatever they want. Over here, everybody had to give the same amount. Everybody had an equal chelik in all the karbanos. So if they decided this year that they're giving a half a dollar, so everybody in the entire class will give a half a dollar. Then finally, the third one, Trumas Adonim La Adonim. The Trumas Adonim was used to make those 100 Adonim. And over there it says, Ha'asher La'yar Bevadah La'yamit. It has to be an exact machzah shekel, no more, no less. And everybody gave the standard. It wasn't exactly half a shekel. And it was exactly half a shekel and not any other coin. It wasn't up to anybody else to change.
And it's not by the shekel?
Right.
Is that possible? Not by the shekel.
It's written by the shekel, but the shekel that it's written over there by was Chazal or Darshaning was for the shekel that was collected the first time. For the Adonim, yeah. not the second
and
collection
that
for
was
the
Kisisa, that's
so. So this puzzle that we're quoting in Kisisa, we're going to say in a minute, also discusses all three Trumas.
Okay.
So this puzzle, Chazalar Dashing, was going on the Trumas Adonim.
Uh-huh.
But it also, in a way, goes on the other Shkolim because, like we said a minute ago, everybody has to give the same amount in the same year. But it's not 100% locked in like the first one that it has to be dafka half a shekel and nothing else.
But what are you making a donim every year for? They didn't need to make a donim every year.
Right, no, donim was only a one-time thing. Right, yeah. No, but the karbanos was a yearly gvir.
Yes,
right,
yes.
Right. Yeah, the donim was only a one-time gvir.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and the Mepharshim explained the difference between the donim and the shkolim for the karbanos is both of them had to be a standard collection. The difference is, Adonim was a one-time thing. So it was set to Shkolim because that was the coin of the time, and it was made to be able to change the coins based on the time because it was only a one-time Gevir. Masha Enkin, the Shkolim that were used for the Karbanos is a yearly thing, and so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't set that it has to be dafka shkolim. It has to be that everybody gives the same amount, but it doesn't have to be dafka shkolim because as the times change, the coins will change and the amount of money that they need will change. Therefore, originally it wasn't programmed to be dafka half the shekel. It should be as long as everybody gives the same amount, then that's what it needs to be. Amr Abavin. Av Parsha Zois Nemer Bagrimo Trumas. The same way that we just said that in Parsha's Truma, the Torah mentions the three different Trumas, the Truma of the Nidvas HaMishkan, the Truma of the Adonim, and the Truma of the Shkolim for the Karbanos. So too in Parsha Kisisa, which is the Ikar Parsha of giving Shkalim, it also mentions all three. Because it says, Machtis HaShekel Truma LaShem, then it says, Gitein Trumas HaShem, that's number two already, and then it says a little further, Losis HaShem Trumas HaShem. So the same thing, there was three, the Torah over there was referring to three separate Trumas. One was the Truma of the Mishkan, one was the Truma of the Adonim, and the third one was the Truma of the Shkalim. So the Gemara itself, the Rishami doesn't speak out clearly which is which. But, where is it? The Mefarshim speak out. The Tikkun Chazan speaks out that he says the Gemara doesn't say which one is which, but based on the Svaris the way the Gemara touches it up in the Parashas Truma, you could say the same thing over here, because one was that they weren't all equal in, the other ones were the other two that everybody was equal in. One second. Right, so it's the first pasuk. It says, "Zayitnu." The first pasuk that says that, you know, this is what they should give matzah shekel. That's talking about the. It says the favors of the give of matzah shekel. That's talking about the shkolim. Then it says kalayva al pekudim. That's going to be a machlokes later on. Who the pekudim are, but that's going to be referring to the adonim. And then the other one is referring to the Nidvas HaMishkan. Yitin Trumas HaShem is referring to the Trumas HaMishkan. Then the Mishnah said, "Betesva boy kareinus haMegillah beKrachim." So, loikein amar Reb Chelboy, Rebuna Rav B'Shem Reb Chia Rabba, hakol yoytzim biyudalid. So it mentions that on the 15th they lay in the Megillah in the walled cities. So Gemara brings a memra. That didn't they say in the name of Reb Chia that even the 15th, the walled city people, the people who normally read on the 15th, if they read on Yudalit, they're Yotze, the Kriyas Megillah on Yudalit, who is Man Kriyasa. So why does if that's the case, so the Ikar day of Purim according to the Shita is the 14th. So why does the Mishnah mention that on the 15th they would lay the Megillah? If anything, the Ikar Kriya is on the 14th. So says the Gemara, like ba lamedcha shekol mitzvos anayeg ba'adar sheni and anayeg ba'adar rishon. I mean, the Iker point of the Mishnah is to say that everything else that was nageya and adar sheni, dafka not an adar rishon. Once you mention that, derech agav, we mentioned about the kriyas haMegillah. So anachanami, you're right that maybe there is satakas such a shita that it doesn't have to be the 15th. If they wanted to read on the 14th, they could be yotzi. But the point is that we're coming to say over here is that it's dafka done on the second adar and not the first adar. So that's why we were talking about the 15th legabe everything else. So we mentioned the 15th legabe this. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Acha Havi Yasrin. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Acha were sitting together. Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Acha Lo Mistabra El LeShaavar. That which we say that if you read the Megillah, even the walled people who live in the walled cities, if they read the Megillah on the 14th of Yotze, that's dafka b'diyevet in the past. I mean, once they already did it, they don't have to lay in the Megillah again. But laba in the future means lechatchila, avad they're not allowed to read it on the 14th. They have to read it b'dafka on the 15th. They're not supposed to read it on the 14th. They have to b'dafka read it on the 15th. Frayt gemar v'atani. How can you say that even b'diyevet that you read it on the 14th of your yotze? Don't we have a place that says makom shenagol lekroes shnei yamim kainos shnei yamim, a place that had a meaning to read it both days? They read it both days means even though you read it already on the 14th, you have to read it again on the 15th. I also held that way. The Yos and Ramana explained that it's taka makes sense that way that you're not yotze because even mishakar be yudalid chayzav akari betesvav shema in shayman loy. If you're going to read it on the 14th and read it again on the 15th, no one's going to listen to you because the mat amar ke nimtzas oikers man krochem biyotcha. Because if you're going to allow people to read it lachatchila on the 14th, then no, then the whole time of the 15th is not going to be Negei anymore. You're going to be Yoikrit. So Adarab, it has to be Dafka on the 15th and not on the 14th.
There was really a minute to lame both days?
It seems that there was such a minute in some places, but the Gemara is coming out that that's just wrong, but not correct, but it sounds like there was such a minute. Tony, we have a price. The mitzvahs that are noyig in Adar Sheni ain't a noyig in Rishon. You cannot do an, all the chiyuvim of Adar Sheni cannot be done Adar Rishon. Chutz me has been v'tayin Hashem shalom bezevezeh. The only thing that's the same about Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni is the fact that the 14th and the 15th of Adar is a yontiv, so it's a shtickle yontiv Adar Rishon as well, and therefore even on Adar Rishon there's an isra of hesped and tainus. But lagavi, all the chiyuvim, all the mitzvahs hayayim, they have to be done dafka in Adar Sheni and not in Adar Rishon. Rebal, Rabbi Yirmiya, b'shem Rabbi Simon, b'shem Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, and they say in the name of Rabbi Simon, who said in the name of Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, that's the talk of the way we paskin, like Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, that everything has to be done dafka in Adar Sheni, and if it, and the only mile of Adar Rishon is that it's also behesped of Atainis. Rav Huna, Rabbo de Tzipari in Amar, Rav Huna, who's the gadol in Tzipari, he said, hitting Rav Chanina de Tzipari in Ke'adad Rav Shingom Leo, that was the minhag in Tzipari as well, like Rav Shingom Leo, that everything is dafka in Adar Sheni. So the Gemara says, Loi Amar ala hinig, halalacha loi. The lashon was, he was naig like that, he didn't say the halachas like that, and we've explained many times, that there's a difference between minig and halacha. The halacha means that it's clear cut, and we dash in like that, but rabbim. Naig means if someone comes to us, and the way we pass him, that's the way we pass him, but we don't necessarily dash in like that, but rabbim, that this is the only shita. So he said that it was only hinig, Rav Chanina ben Tzipari, like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, but it didn't rise to that level, that it was a clear cut halacha that even Barabim we darshan that it has to be dafke in Adar Sheni, which would leave Malcolm to say that b'di'evet if they did in Adar Rishon we wouldn't have to be meicha against them. If there was a place that and they didn't do Adar Sheni,
they did not do
Adar Sheni. Since there is such a shita. According to we pass on halacha, but I'm saying according to this shita that says hinig, he would hold that if there was a place that did it the other way, we could leave them alone because the achra wasn't 100% of achra to the point that we're darish a berabim.
So mamish that we would let them celebrate Purim and do all the mitzvahs in the first one.
That's what it was.
According
to this shita. Yeah. Avalinin shtaris, as far as shtaris are concerned, right, when you want to write a star, whatever the star is, a star avo, a star mekachamemkur, a get, a star kedushin, so what? How do you differentiate between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni? So kais and Adar Rishon, so by Adar Rishon, you write Adar Rishon, the Adar Sheni stam, and when it comes to Adar Sheni, you write the chodesh Adar, stam. So the stam Adar is Adar Sheni. We don't mean the opposite. Adar Rishon Stam, the Adar Rishon was written Stam, and Adar Sheni Tinyan, and when it comes to Adar Sheni, they wrote the second Adar. So the Machlokes is Lagabi in Shtaris, which one is the Iker Adar, meaning which one do we call Adar Stam, and the other one is the Adar with an added name to it, with an adjective. Either the second Adar is the Iker Adar, and the first one is you write Adar Rishon, or according to the second sheet, the exact opposite. The Iker Adar is the first Adar, and the second one you write Adar Hasheni.
This machlokes just like tossed it out of the window. You know what you can do on a shtar.
No, right.
Then I can't just write out there.
You can't, right, in a shtar you can, because then it'll be, because, right, Lagabi Mitzis, you could say, do it then, but it has to have a name, otherwise it's a shtar mukhtam, shtar mokhtar.
Like, what is the extra month that they're putting in? Is it Adar Rishon? Is that the same? What this
machlokes is? They talk about it, it seems that the lumdus of the machlokes is like that, but the, Lagabi Mitzis, it's for sure that the Iker Adar is the second one, because that's what we say, all the Mitzis have to be done in the second one, but Ava began Lagabi Shtar is, They have to make a standard because otherwise you'll have a problem. What came first?
I understand that. But Lamaise, what you're saying today, they write Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni,
They don't write both. There's two cheaters. One month.
What do we do, Lamaise?
I think Lamaise they write. Adar Stam and then Adar Hasheni, like the second Shita. I think Lamaisa. Where does it say in the Ksuba?
Adar Aleph.
It says Adar Aleph? Adar Hasheni? It's for sure not possible if you write it. The Shas of it's written out of Stam, which is a kosher apostle. Mm-hmm. If you write, there's no problem of writing out of Rishon and out of Sheni.
Right.
I'm trying to remember the Iker standard. I mean, by other stars, is not so ma'akiv. The Iker one to know is how they write in Gittin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to remember if I ever did a Adar Sheni and Adar Sheni Kel. I must have. I can't remember.
But,
I have to look it up.
So from the midst of the Yom, it would seem that
the from the midst of the Yom, it's clear that the Iker month is the second month.
So Adar Sheni is the real Adar,
right. This, you know, where it comes in the Gea, this is the big machlokes. It's for yard sites and for bar mitzvahs and for everything else, which is the Iker one. So, anybody who has a bar mitzvah in every year, the minig olam is to go with the second one, but there some are machmer to go both ways. The chumrah to treat him as a gadol and a katan. The chumrah both ways after the first adar.
Oh, but that means according to that sheet, if you have a bar mitzvah, when I say in adar aleph, you can't count towards a minyan.
Right,
that's what I'm saying.
You're going both ways.
Right, yeah, that's what it means. Both ways a chumrah. He's mechuyev to do mitzvahs just in case.
Right.
But you can't use him for a minyan or for anything else, just in case he's a katan. I mean, that's only if he's born in a regular year. If he's born in every year, his birthday is when he's born. But I'm saying if he's born on a regular year, and then his bar mitzvah is on a every year, so then it would be machlekes. It would be other rishon, other rishon. The same thing by yard site. You know, some keep the yard site twice.
Right.
That's
what
they kind of spread both.
Right.
But my father just said it wasn't an adder, it was regular.
Have you seen?
But no, my brother was Mr. An adder.
An adder, and you said to say both.
Yeah.
Right. So that's where it comes from.
No, I mean, we said that.
Oh, okay.